Welcome to the pop quiz for Chagiga Daf Tezvav, plus three bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number one, which of the one that Acher pulled out radishes on Shabbos to demonstrate that he was no longer Shomer Mitzvos? That's on Daf Tezvav. Good. Number two, which of the one that if one has a safek in the Gaim, he should look in the Chumash, and for a safek in all those, he should look in the Mishnah? That's on Daf Yidov. Good. Number three, which of the one that the trees went on fire and started to sing Shira when Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch started to darshan Maisim Merkava? That's on Daf Yidov. Good. Number four, which daf do we learn that this Machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema and his Chaverim had mastered 600 or 700 Siddurim of Mishnayos? That's on Daf Yidov. Good. Number five, which daf do we learn that when a Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, it was expanding continuously, like the thread of two unraveling balls of a warp? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Number six, which definitely one that Abascal told Nebuchadnezzar that he was ridiculous to think that he would be like Hashem above the clouds, given the long journey to the Kisei HaKavod? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number seven, which definitely one that Rebbe Meir attempted to get Acher to do Teshuvah, but children at the shuls each recited a pasuk that indicated his tshuva would not be accepted? That's on Daf Tezvav. Good. Number eight, which of the one that when the pasuk states nefesh takus nefesh, it's referring to monetary compensation? That's on Daf Yudov. Good. Number nine, which stuff do we learn that Yechezkel wrote about Mais Merkava in greater detail than Yeshai because he was from a village and was not familiar with Malchus? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Good. And number ten, which stuff do we learn that the Gemara relates what happened to the fourth Tanaim that entered the Pardes? That's on Daf Yiddad. Excellent. Now the three bonus questions. Number one, which definitely the Malchokas Rav and Shmuel whether Shlomo Melch attained the level of understanding of Moshe Rabbeinu? That's on Daf Chafaf and Rosh Hashanah. Good. Number two, which definitely the story of Choni Amaga falling asleep for 70 years? That's on Daf Chaf Gimel and Tainas. Good. And number three, which definitely that the reason the Jewish people deserved extermination at the time of Purim was because they bowed to the image of Avodah Zorah in the time of Nebuchadnezzar? That's on Daf Yud Beis and Megillah. Excellent. That concludes today's pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.